Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a funky drummer intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels warm, dusty, and properly old school, with that jungle and early DNB energy. The goal is not just to make a break sound dirty. The goal is to make it feel like it belongs at the front of a real track, setting up tension, groove, and attitude before the drop lands. Now, why does the intro matter so much in DNB? Because the intro is doing a lot of the storytelling. It tells the listener what kind of world they're entering. It gives the drums a chance to establish the pocket. And it gives you room to build energy without giving away the main payoff too early. In jungle especially, the intro often carries the whole identity of the track, chopped breaks, a bit of wobble, some tape-style haze, and just enough menace to make the drop feel bigger when it finally arrives. So let's dive into the workflow. First, set the project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A nice sweet spot here is 172 BPM. That gives you classic DNB motion without feeling too rushed. Then create a new audio track and load in your funky drummer sample. Warp it carefully. If you want to preserve the tone and bleed a little more naturally, use Complex Pro. If you want sharper transient chopping and a more rhythmic, sliced feel, use Beats. Either way, don't over-straighten it. A tiny bit of human drag is part of what makes old-school breaks feel alive. The key thing here is that we want the break to sit on the grid, but not feel robotic. If you quantize it to death, it starts sounding like a modern loop pack. And that's not the vibe. Jungle and old-school DNB often feel great, because they're just a little unstable in the right places. Next, slice the break to a MIDI track. This is the fast workflow move. In Ableton, right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients or by note values depending on how much control you want. For this lesson, slicing by transients is usually the best starting point, because it keeps the important drum hits intact and gives you easy access to the character of the break. Once the slices are on MIDI, build a simple tube bar pattern. Don't try to make it too busy yet. Start with the core kick and snare movement, then add just a few ghost notes, tiny pickups, and maybe one little stutter before a main snare. The point is to make the groove feel like it's already moving even before the bass line comes in. This is an intro, not a full drop. Think pressure, not overload. A really useful trick here is to vary note placement and velocity. Keep the main snare strong, around 100 to 127 in velocity. Then make the ghost notes much softer, maybe 20 to 60. Hats and little shuffles can sit even lower. Those small dynamics are what make the break feel sampled and human. If everything has the same velocity, it immediately loses that dusty, real record feel. Now let's shape the tone. Put drum bus on the break track first. This is one of the best stock Ableton devices for this kind of drum character. Start with dry somewhere around 10 to 25% and keep crunch subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. We want warmth and edge, not smashed transients. Use damp carefully so the low end doesn't get boxy, and don't overdo boom here. For an intro, the low end should stay controlled and focused. After drum bus, add saturator. A drive of 2 to 6 dB is a good starting range. Turn on soft clip if needed. If you want a slightly more broken, tape-like edge, you can experiment with analog clip, but use it gently. The idea is to add density, not destroy the break. We want warm grit, not digital fuzz. Then add EQ8. This is where you clean up the results of the saturation. If there's extra rumble, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break starts getting cloudy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the hats become too sharp, try a narrow cut around 7 to 10 Hz. This cleanup step is important because old school flavor should still be musical. Character is good. Damage is not the same thing as character. Now let's add movement. Put auto filter after the drum processing and set it to low pass or band pass depending on the section. For a warm intro, a low pass cutoff around 8 to 14 kHz works nicely. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%, just to give the filter a little shape. Then automate that cutoff across 8 or 16 bars so the intro slowly opens up. That slow opening motion is classic. It creates forward energy without needing a bunch of extra layers. If you want a slightly more tape-worn feel, you can add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble. Keep it very subtle. We're talking around 5 to 12% wet, just enough to create a little movement and softness. You can also experiment with a touch of vinyl distortion if you want a bit more grime, but again, go easy. A good old-school intro usually feels like it has aged, not like it's been destroyed. At this point, the groove should already be feeling like jungle. But to make it really believable, keep refining the micro details. Add ghost snares, soft kick variations, and tiny pickup hits. Use the groove pool if you want a subtle MPC-style swing, but don't overdo it. A light swing around 54 to 58% can work well, depending on the break. If it starts feeling too stiff, nudge a few notes manually instead of swinging the whole pattern hard. Often the best human feel comes from just a few notes sitting slightly late. This is one of the biggest old-school lessons. The vibe often comes more from note placement and velocity than from heavy sound design. The break is already doing the work. Your job is to shape it into a phrase. Now let's bring in the low end, but only as a placeholder. Even if the intro is mostly drums, it helps a lot to add a subtle sub or muted bass pulse, so the arrangement feels like part of a full record. You can use wave-eatable, operator, or even simpler with a clean sign-like tone. Keep it mono, keep it filtered, and keep it sparse. A single note every two bars can be enough. Or maybe a small call-and-response idea under the break. The point is not to steal attention. The point is to hint at the drop and make the eventual impact feel bigger. This is important in DNB because the intro should preview low-end energy without fully revealing it. That restraint is what makes the drop hit harder later. Next, add some atmosphere, but keep it supporting the break rather than competing with it. Create a return with reverb and another with delay. Keep the reverb dark by using a high cut so the tail doesn't get shiny. A quiet field recording, vinyl hiss, or ambient texture can work really well under the drums if you keep it tucked low in the mix. If you want movement, put auto pan or a gentle modulation effect on the texture only, not on the kick and snare. You can also use a reverse crash or filtered noise swell to lead into a phrase change, especially around bar 9 or bar 13. But remember, the break is still the star. The atmosphere is just there to glue things together and create depth. Now let's arrange it like a real DJ-friendly intro instead of just a loop. A strong 16-bar structure could go like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped back and filtered, with minimal bass. Bars 5 to 8 bring in a few more ghost notes, and a little more top end. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter and add tension, maybe with a fill or a hint of the bass line. Bars 13 to 16 are the pre-drop phrase, where you might use a snare roll, a stop-start edit, or a short reverse impact to cue the next section. That arrangement logic matters a lot. You want the intro to feel like it's going somewhere. Maybe the last bar drops the kick briefly. Maybe there's a little silence before the final hit. Maybe the filter opens just enough to make the next section feel more explosive. In DNB, a well-placed gap can be more powerful than another layer. Now let's tighten the mix. Check the intro in mono using utility. Make sure the kick and snare still have presence and shape. Keep the sub focused below around 100 to 120 Hz and avoid muddy overlap in the 180 to 400 Hz range. If needed, put a light glue compressor on the drum bus. But don't smash it. We only want a few dB of gain reduction at most. The intro needs breathing room. If it's already too loud and dense, the drop won't feel any bigger. A good mindset here is to think in terms of tension density, not just volume. A better old-school intro usually feels more intense because of added detail, stereo motion, and harmonic pressure, not because it's louder. That's a really useful distinction. One more teacher tip. Use the intro as a mix test. If the drums, sub placeholder, and atmosphere all translate well here, that's a great sign your track will hold together in a club system. This kind of section tells you a lot about whether your low end is clean and whether your drum processing is musical or just aggressive. If you want to push it further, save your break processing as a rack or preset. Name your tracks clearly too, something like Break Main, Break Dirt, Sub Placeholder, and Air FX. That way, next time you want to write another jungle intro or a darker roller, you're not rebuilding the same workflow from scratch. You're just swapping ingredients. And if you want a more advanced variation, try creating a two-state break rack. One chain can be cleaner and darker for the first half of the intro. The other can be more crushed and brighter for the second half. Then map them to a macro, so you can morph the break from bars 1 to 8 into bars 9 to 16 without changing the clip itself. That's a really slick way to create progression while keeping the arrangement simple. You can also create a hidden parallel crush path. Duplicate the break. Process the duplicate more heavily with saturation, compression, and filtering. Then blend it quietly underneath the main break. That gives you thickness without flattening the transients. Super useful for making the break feel big but still punchy. And don't forget the arrangement tricks. A short false calm before the payoff can be huge. Drop the drums for half a bar, leave the tail or texture hanging, then slam the break back in. That kind of silence is a classic tension move. It makes the next hit feel larger, without needing more sound design. So here's the core formula to remember. Start with a chopped funky drummer break. Keep the timing human, add warm saturation and drum bus grit. Use filtering and subtle modulation for movement, support it with a restrained sub, and arrange it as a phrase that builds toward a clear transition. For practice, spend 15 minutes building a 16-bar intro from that formula. Load the break, slice it, add at least one ghost snare, one kick variation, and one hat pickup. Process it with drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. Automate auto filter from darker to more open. Add a very quiet sub on just a few hits. Then make one proper tension fill for the last section. When you bounce it, ask yourself, does it feel like a Riedel DNB intro? Is it moving? Is the grit warm instead of harsh? And will the drop still feel bigger than the intro?